from his studios in New York. It's time for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life. Here's your host, Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora and WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app you can get by going to WakeUpCallDT.com/mobile. I want to thank over 90,000 downloads on Wake Up Call DT's free app that you can get, as I just said, on wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile. And you can also get to the show on iTunes. Search Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora in the iTunes free podcast. So, however you're listening in, thank you so much. Truly cannot tell you how much I appreciate it and that I appreciate this gentleman about to come on the show. He's been on before, and it's always a pleasure talking with him. Michael Clark, an offensive tackle from Downington East High School in Exton, Pennsylvania. He verbally committed to Syracuse on January 23rd, 2016, in a very eventful and big weekend, probably the biggest of them all, easy to say, for Syracuse in a long time when it comes to recruiting visit weekends for officials. And Michael Clark committing with numerous players that weekend, and now fresh off signing his national letter of intent, sending it into Syracuse, and making that verbal commitment official. And I welcome him here onto the show following that. Michael, how you doing today?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. And Michael, you know, when we look back on this entire process and you look at day one of recruitment to signing your national letter of intent and going to Syracuse, what can you say about what you learned from the recruiting process that maybe you can help somebody in the future? What were your biggest takeaways from being recruited?
You know, just enjoy it, because you only get to go through it once. You know, I've gotten to meet a lot of good people during this process. I made a lot of close friends. I've met a lot of great coaches. You know, it's been a great, great experience for me and my family.
When you look back on this and you look at that first moment when your recruiting started, what do you remember from your initial feelings of knowing that schools wanted you, they were interested in you? When you look back on everything, what can you say about your thoughts and your emotions back in the beginning?
You know, it's been a long way since I got my first letter from Penn State to do a camp back in my sophomore year. That was huge for me when I was back then, because, you know, I never thought I'd be getting recruited, and, you know, that was the first little taste of, you know, everything to come in the next couple of years, and, you know, get, like, doing a bunch of camps to, you know, getting offers, actually getting offers from, you know, big programs. It was just, you know, very crazy for me, and you know, I was very blessed to be put in the situation that I was put in. There were some bumps in the road here and there, but, you know, everything worked out for the best in the end.
Here is Stacy Tanner, owner of Ole Ole, talking about the freshest Mexican food you will find.
Every year as a family, we go to Mexico on vacation. And we love the cuisine. We love the freshness of the food. We can promise you freshly made food. Nothing comes in a package here. We got a bag of rice and a bag of beans, and the rest is all fresh vegetables and meats. We really wanted to represent Mexican cuisine and fresh food, where family and our young people or older people can go have a healthy, good meal. Well, we are located in the Matadale Shopping Plaza. My side faces Woody's Jerkwater, so we are literally neighbors. My husband and I, so kind of a side entrance, and that's on Brewerton Road in Mattydale. Our phone number is 455-5653 or 455-5-OLE.
Larger Than Life Toys and Comics is a 6,000 square foot haven of comics and collectibles located inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. They offer new as well as vintage comics, collectibles, video games, and more. Larger than life toys and comics will also buy from you. So bring in your used or vintage comics and toys today to their store inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. Call 315-622-1891 to learn more about their trade-in policy, store credit, and even layaway. That's 315-622-1891. And make sure to like their Facebook page, Larger Than Life Comics, for constant updates, store hours, and more.
This is Dr. Tim Whiting of Sterp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Here at Sterp Chiropractic, we strive to provide our patients with the highest quality of care in a comforting and welcoming atmosphere. We are not simply pain doctors. We spend time looking at the whole body and address each patient's needs and goals. This usually includes chiropractic adjustments, muscle work, and tips on nutrition and supplementation that fits each patient's needs. We want to develop a plan that promotes overall health and wellness and focuses on future injury prevention. Our office is located at 1628 West Genesee Street in Syracuse. Please give us a call at 315-472-7128 with any of your chiropractic or wellness needs.
Here is Tommy from Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub.
Woody's is going into its 13th year, and you know, we started out as a what we thought was going to be a neighborhood corner bar, which has turned into, you know, a really good sports bar. We're adding 360-inch TVs, just a really a great place to have a beer and have some food. So that same Irish pub feel where you can go in there and relax and not worry about, you know, what's going on. I take pride in our food. We have burgers, wraps, salads, Cubans. Our wings, obviously, I think are some of the best in the city. We have a great Philly cheesesteak. We have a great Cuban. All my soccer players love the Buffalo Chicken Wrap.
Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub is located in the Mattydale Shopping Center off of Brewerton Road in Syracuse, New York.
You and I have talked about faith before, and like you said, there were some bumps in the road. What can you say about your faith, believing in God and, you know, something higher than yourself, and how that helps you through some of those bumps in the road?
Believing in Him, kept me focused on my dream of playing at the next level. Not giving up when times got tough. Appreciating every moment that I had during this process and making me realize how truly blessed that I am, because, you know, kids all over the country dream about playing Division I football, and, you know, here I am in the middle of this crazy process of, you know, being recruited by all these big programs, and, you know, like I said before, it's all due to Him. It's been great. And I don't think I'd be where I am today if I hadn't, you know, let Him in my life.
And when you went through some of that adversity, was it ever hard? Did you feel like your faith was ever tested in any of those moments, or did you always feel like you remained strong in your faith?
I never felt like it was being tested. I always knew God was going to be there for me. I talked to Him a lot, and, you know, he put me through those bumps for a reason. It made me stronger. It made me appreciate everything a lot more. He made me go through all that so everything would work out for the best in the end for me and my family. And, you know, I think He knows that Syracuse is going to give me the best opportunities for me to be successful in life.
What makes Syracuse the best opportunity, the best place for you? I mean, you and I have talked about it, but you have put your name on the dotted line. You've officially said that you're coming to Syracuse. So what were those pieces that just stuck with you and made you say, you know what, this is a better situation than any other one?
For how highly the school's ranked for what I want to study, and for, you know, being such a great school academically, not just being rich in the football part of it, but, all the academic-wise and, when you come out, when you graduate from Syracuse and you have that diploma, you know, and you go and interview for jobs, people see that you graduated from Syracuse, and they're like, whoa, once you have this degree. And so I feel like, you know, getting a degree from Syracuse is going to open up so many doors for me later on in my life. And you know, Coach Babers and the rest of the coaching staff and all the professors and everybody at the school are going to do everything they can to, you know, make you graduate, to set you up to be successful later on in life. And, you know, make you grow into a better person than you did when you came in.
When you talk about Syracuse having one of the highest ranked when it comes to what you want to study in school, share with everybody what you want to be studying. And obviously you're a student athlete, a student first. So many people pay attention to the sport, pay attention to football, but there's another side of it. And that other side of it for you, when it comes to what you want to study, what are you looking forward to, and share that with everybody?
I want to study business and communication. I know the business school is ranked number 9 in the country. I think the communication school is in the top 3. So, you know, going to those schools and getting degrees from such highly ranked, highly ranked institutes are going to really help finding jobs later in life. When it's time to go out into the real world, start working, supporting yourself, everything. So it's going to help, and it's going to go a long way.
Dan, this bouncing on these trampolines is so much fun.
I know. Why didn't we come here sooner?
I don't ever want to leave.
We don't have to. We're kind of doing the commercial like this right now.
And it seems like it's great for all ages.
It is fun for all ages.
I'd like to have my birthday party here.
They have birthday parties here all the time. You can dunk. You can play dodgeball. Wait, Nick, duck! You could go into the obstacle course. There's so many things to do here, Nick. And it's open all year round.
This seems pretty safe, too.
It is safe. It's for people of all ages. You can bring your family here. It's great for your body. It's great to get off some steam. It's great to have a good time. And all you have to do to book an event is call 315-948-3100.
Wait, Dan, what's that number again? I was bouncing.
315-948-3100. 3100.
Actually, is there a website I could go to?
Yeah, the website's getairsyracuse.com. Just like we're doing right now, we're getting some air.
All right, Dan, I'm going to get more air, and then I'm going to go to that website to check out what other fun things I could do at Air Syracuse.
Yeah, you can find out more at getairsyracuse.com. You should really make your way over here. It's located right across from Driver's Village, 7687 Frontage Road in Cicero.
Get hopping!
Get air!
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisSig Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisSig Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisSig Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
The Market Diner prides itself on bringing the local community fresh ingredients that are better than going elsewhere. Open for breakfast, served all day, lunch and dinner with daily specials. The Market Diner is located at the Regional Market on Park Street, right across from Destiny USA. For takeout, call 315-474-5247. The Market Diner. Local. Fresh. Better.
When you look at Syracuse, you know, as you just talked about, business as well as communications, you were on campus, and as I had alluded to earlier on here in Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, you came on one of the best weekends that Syracuse has had in a while, if not the best in the last few years. What can you say about that experience, about being around so many other recruits, but not only that, being around recruits that all said yes, either while they're on the visit or a couple days after or a few hours after they left Syracuse. When you came on the visit in the later part of January, just what that whole experience was like being with so many other people that bought into the program like you did.
Well, it was definitely the most fun recruiting trip I've ever been on. All of us became really good friends, and yeah, we all gel together so well, which is really important, because if you don't have that bond on a football team, then you're not going to be successful. And, you know, the coaches and all the guys on the team accepted all of us like we were already part of the family going in. And so it was so welcoming there for all of us. And, you know, we're all in a group chat on Twitter. We talk every day, pretty much. We all are super excited to, and we can't wait to get up there. So, you know, we're just counting down the days, and it was the most fun and welcoming recruiting trip that I've ever been on.
And with you, McKinley Williams, the defensive tackle, said yes to Syracuse verbally January 23rd. Joel Shaw did it on the same day as you. Rashad Smith the day after that with Evan Foster and Devin Butler. And then Josh Black on the 25th, Tim Walton on the 26th. So when you look back at all those guys, and like you said, being together in a group chat on Twitter, what has this whole experience been like of being around all of them and all saying yes at the same time and then having that group chat and keeping in touch every day? What has this all meant to you?
It means a lot, and, being in that group chat and talking every day, that's really we're just getting closer and closer, as the season and it's getting closer, so that just makes us, our bond even stronger, and that means we're just going to, when we go out on that field, we're going to want to go to war for each other, we're going to be a band of brothers that won't stop until we win.
When you look at being a band of brothers, what keeps you together? What are those ties that bind you as a group of brothers?
Everybody's personality. We all love the same things. That's why we all picked Syracuse. We all knew that it was the right fit for us. And, we didn't feel like we had to go check any other places out, and just how much fun we had.
relationships that you built. What did you learn from the other guys when you look at that weekend and that time? What did you really take away from them? What were some of the big relationships or big pieces that when you came out of that visit to Syracuse before you went ahead and signed here on National Signing Day, when you look back on that visit, what are some of the memorable moments you have?
Memorable moments would be, getting to meet Aaron and Sam for the first time when the first night when we got to hang out for a little bit. And then, over the weekend, getting to know everybody else more and more and, bonding with everybody. We would go on the tours and everything, and, we'd sit and we'd talk and we'd eat at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then, the most memorable thing would be when I committed and how everybody was so excited for me when I had announced it. And that just, it showed how much, we all cared about each other, even though we've only met each other and known each other for about 2 days. So that's something really special to me.
So as you move forward here, Michael, and you look at your future at Syracuse and how special everything has been for you, you said you finally got to meet Sam Heckel as well as Liam O'Sullivan and get in touch with them. What can you say about your relationships with them?
They're all really great guys, and I know we're gonna have a lot of fun playing the line together, and we're gonna be a force in the ACC, and we're gonna have each other's backs no matter what.
What is it about this team that made you say yes, that made you feel like this was the place that you had to be? We've talked about the players and how fun your official visit was to Syracuse, and we looked at the school and we looked at all of that. But when we look at the team itself, when you look at Dino Babers and his staff, what is it about this group of gentlemen that makes you want to play for them?
The coaches, the coaches' energy and how, they like to have fun, and, and all the guys on the team, how they were so accepting of me and welcoming. And then, just the school atmosphere itself and, all the academic stuff. It hit every box on my checklist, so I didn't need to go and, go see any other schools.
Hey, this is Dan Tortora of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, here to tell you that the Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue, down the road from the Carrier Dome, is your home for all pregame, postgame, and during the game excitement in Central New York. Make sure you come out for my live Syracuse pregame shows before Syracuse football and Syracuse men's basketball home games. We'll have a live pregame show for you there with me, Dan Tortora, and special guests throughout the season. Orange Crate Brewing Company, 721 South Krause Avenue, your local Central New York hotspot for all of your bar needs, as well as great food, great atmosphere, and a great time with the Central New York community. Right down the road from the Carrier Dome, be a part of game day at Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue in Syracuse, New York.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, 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 with the Bamboo Line Relax Fit Clothing as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel, DreissigLady.com. Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com. Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You got to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to.
So as you move forward here, Michael, obviously now that everything's signed, done, and delivered into Syracuse, signed, sealed, and delivered, so to speak, now as you look forward to these next few months, what can you say about your regimen, what you want to work on? What are some of those pieces of your game that you really want to make sure you take care of before you get to Syracuse in June? How's the family and you going to celebrate now that you've signed that letter? What are some things that the family is going to do to make sure that this moment is truly special at home?
Well, tonight we are going out to eat with my whole family, and then we're going to come back and, you know, everybody's just going to, you know, hang out in my house for a little bit and celebrate. You know, it'll be a good time, and then I'll go and see my other half of the family too, and everybody's all happy and excited for me. It'll be fun.
Before I let you go, Michael, too, get an opportunity to talk with Syracuse fans now that you're one of those people that decided not only to verbally commit but to dedicate yourself and stick by your word and officially sign your national letter of intent with the Syracuse Orange. What do you want the fans to know about what's to come in the future?
Well, first I just want to thank all the fans for, you know, the Syracuse Twitter army is ridiculous in how they have accepted me and, you know, treating me, how excited everybody was that I committed. And, you know, the future of Syracuse is bright, and we're going to do everything we can to bring, you know, to make Syracuse great again for you guys and to bring honor back to the program, back to 44. And, you know, it all starts with you guys coming to the stadium every week and selling it out and, you know, screaming your heads off so the teams can't hear and, you know, being silent for the offense so we can do what we need to do to score points. But you guys are the backbone of our team. love you guys. I'm so thankful that you are also accepting of me. And go Orange.
And finally, for you, Michael, after those big words, to follow that with your mission statement, with not just you as a student or as a football player, but as a person, how would you define Michael Clark? What is your mission statement?
I'm going to give everything I got to make everybody at Syracuse proud. I'm going to do everything I can to, I'm going to bust my butt to, get on that field and make sure that we're winning and make sure that we're bringing honor back to 44 and that we're bringing honor back to the school. And I know me and my teammates are going to give it everything to, bring home a championship and just make everybody proud. And like I said, I'm a loyal guy. I love football. I love Syracuse. And, I love the Syracuse fans. So, just know that about me and that, we're going to do whatever we can to get to the top.
That coming from Michael Clark, who has now officially signed his national letter of intent and is definitely coming to Syracuse in the not-too-distant future. And, of course, Michael will be back here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora as we follow through. Following the national letter of intent signing, there's a few more months before he gets onto campus, and I look forward to having him back on the show. Michael, as always, your kind words, your support, your fight, and your constant determination to be the best that you can be and keep God and your faith front and center are respected, I think is an understatement, but I guess that's the word I have to use, is I respect you for everything that you do, and I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right, man, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, man.